Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever of Beverly Nadler, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, their friends and family, and all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Tsiuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Joyce Barry, to be your life coach. I would love that, and you would too. Folks, what a great show today. It's really one of my favorite topics, the healing power of essential oils and aromatherapy. You may know that oils of flowers and plants have been used in perfumes for centuries. Did you know that they are mentioned in the Bible for their ability to protect against disease? The wonderful oils of botanicals are finally being recognized again, not only for their delightful fragrances, but also for their unique healing ability. Today, our health guru will explain how to use essential oils, also known as aromatherapy, to enhance your health and spiritual awareness. And speaking about essentials, I have to say that Beverly Nadler is my essential best friend. She is our essential guest each and every Thursday on Here's to Your Health. It is essential to listen to Beverly if you want to have a profound difference in your life, have happiness, joy, and good health. Beverly Nadler, love you, love your shows. Always happy on Thursday when you're the special guest.
Joyce, thank you. I am always amused and delighted at the way that you can introduce me and use your play on words, the essential. That's amazing. And I look forward to Thursdays. I love it. I love to share this. The last few shows that we've done have been very meaningful to me because I'm very much involved, as you know, in natural and alternative and integrative healing. And that's all we talked about for four shows. We had two shows on the wonderful powers of the healing, the alternative and complementary healing. Two shows on that because we couldn't do it in one show. And the last two shows were giving people ways of doing self-healing, because we are truly responsible for our health. We cannot rely upon someone else. That doesn't mean we don't use facilitators, but we need to be responsible. And so we had two shows on that. And when I was preparing for those shows, essential oils popped into my mind, but I realized that it would be impossible to put them in with anything else, because essential oils could have several of their own shows. We're only planning on one at the present time, but there is so much wonderful information about these tremendously healing and beautifying parts of the plants that has been lost for so many centuries. And again, they're finally being recognized, and I say hallelujah, because the more that I reread and restudied information that I had gathered years ago when I first got involved with essential oils, and I asked myself, how on earth did I stop using them? Because I had, and I went back to using them, and I am so excited to present this information. Joyce, I know you've been using them, and you have a wonderful company, and you will tell people about this company towards the end of the show. Why towards the end of the show? Because we want you all to listen, because the more you understand why these oils are wonderful, the more you will want to go to that site and look for these oils and order some for yourself. So listen.
I just want to say this, Beverly. Yes, I'll say it at the end of the show. I'll also say it at the middle. And I'm also going to say it now, because I know, folks, it's about getting a paper and pen to write it down. I also know it's about repetition. And a company is so extraordinary. I want you to hear it a few times. So that company is healthyandorganic.net. That's healthyandorganic.net. So you need not wait till the end of the show. You can listen to our show and Google it, and you could really follow along with the extraordinary products they have. Okay, my dear, back to you.
Well, let me tell you what essential oils actually are. They are the part of the plant that is the most powerful. You know, we know that herbs have more healing power than food, and we need to take them in smaller amounts, but essential oils are far more powerful even than organic dried herbs. They are the circulatory system of the plant, and just as in the human body, the circulatory system carries all of the nutrients and the oxygen, so the essential oils of a plant does the same thing. And plants, believe it or not, and when we talk about essential oils, by the way, they come from plants as we know them, but they also come from the shrubs, and they come from trees and herbs also. They come from the seeds. They come from flowers. They are distilled, meaning that they take the companies who distill them, take the oil only, and you can have a whole tree and get just a few drops of oil from some of these plants. Some of them, there's a lot of oil. Some, there's just a small amount. So it's very important that it's a company that has organic oils that are pure, and that they distill them properly so that you get the benefits from it. They have very, very complex molecular structures. They may contain up to several hundred different natural chemicals. Now, what do we mean by natural chemicals? The plants themselves contain alcohols, esters, ketones, phenols, aldehydes, and other things. And we don't need to know those names. My point is that in a plant, there are natural chemicals. Many different companies will use synthetic chemicals and a little bit of an essential oil to create an oil that they will then sell, you know, in the stores. You don't want that. You want the pure oils. And unless it says organic, or if you personally know that the company has planted their own, they have their own farms, plant their own trees and plants and distill it themselves, you want to make sure that what you're getting says essential oils, says, it may say pure, therapeutic, but it has the seal that it is purely organic. So all of these things in the oil have healing effects, and there are some people who have used essential oils and say, I'm allergic to them. No, what you're allergic to is the synthetic oils, or you have used too much of a pure oil. Very, very little is required. We have what is known as diffusers, which is a piece of very pleasant equipment, which Joyce will describe to you later, that you can put the oil, just a few drops, and the oils are dispensed throughout the entire room. Now, we may not realize this, but our sense of smell is extremely powerful. And when we smell something, it literally goes into our brain. These oils cross the blood-brain barrier. Food does not do that. The herbs don't do that. But the oils do. So what does that mean? Why is that important? Because when it gets into the brain, and the brain, remember, runs the entire body through the nervous system and all of the other systems of your body, it literally is telling your body where these oils need to go for their healing and therapeutic effects in your body.
I'm glad you mentioned the diffuser, because that is such a gift to yourself or anyone else, because you can get the essential oils and you can breathe them in. I do that also, or I put a drop on my forehead or other places of my body. I just love the aroma, and I have different ones that serve different purposes. The diffuser, as Beverly says, it permeates throughout the room. You just connect the essential oil to it. I actually have one that it actually shows colors around the room. To be in a meditative state, I can't think of anything better than the essential oil coming through the room through the diffuser with colors going through. And you can get that at the same company, that's healthyandorganic.net. Back to you.
Well, an interesting piece of information is to know that what happens when these substances, the essential oils, are diffused throughout a room is that they actually chelate, that is, they draw these toxic substances out of the air. They actually are removing the toxins. And we know now how many toxins are in the air from so many different chemicals that we're using in our home. When they're diffused in a home, one doctor said, can be the greatest air filtration system in the world. So I don't know if you realize this, Joyce, but you have a wonderful air filtration system. We, by the way, have a diffuser also that has colors, which is very delightful to watch, you know, to see the colors in addition to the incredible, wonderful scents that is coming. One of the things that is so important to understand is because the plant, the oils are the oxygen or the circulatory system and carry oxygen, they actually, when we use them, are giving us more oxygen. They are actually helping our body to increase the cellular oxygen in our body, which is essential for healing. So there's incredible things that these wonderful, wonderful healing substances can do, and they have been ignored for far too long. The Bible has many references. So far I've seen 85. There's probably more to these wonderful substances. Frankincense is mentioned I think 32 times or more in the Bible, just on its own. It's one of the well-known. But what I want to share with you now is because, you know, I'm saying all these wonderful things, but I finally, after their use was 5,000 years ago in Egypt, and then they were used again, as we said, throughout time in the Bible. Moses used oils against the plague for the Israelites. They are finally being recognized, and there is some actual research. And I know that when people hear the research and they're by credible sources, doctors, become more interested. So I'm going to share some of that with you. And I will be mentioning some of these oils again in another context. But right now I want to share with you some of the research. Lavender increases alpha brain waves in the back of the head, which is associated with a more relaxed state. And that is explained by Alan Hirsch, a neurological director of the, never heard of this, interesting, that they have smell and taste treatment and research foundation in Chicago. And he's a medical doctor in charge of that. And, you know, the alpha state is the calming state. It is also the state we go into when we begin going into meditation. And meditation helps the brain tremendously, and the oils actually assist us. Then here's something about peppermint. Research done at the Wheeling Jesuit University in West Virginia revealed that people who sniffed the scent of peppermint every 2 hours for a week ate 2,800 fewer calories than those who didn't. It may induce something called olfactory sensory specific satiety, which means that people can actually lose weight just by sniffing peppermint because it makes them full. The odor makes you feel full, so you eat less. And this is research that's being done at this particular university that I mentioned. Isn't that fascinating?
That is fascinating. I never cease to learn something from you on every show. I always have my pad and paper ready, and I have all of those in the house, all of them, but I didn't know. You're mentioning benefits I wasn't even aware of. I love the peppermint smell anyway, so that's very good to know.
Yeah, besides that, besides its value, peppermint helps to stimulate the mind. It gives you more clarity. It actually clears away some of the fog we sometimes have. It helps to pick up or to move people out of depression, and it is wonderful for the respiratory system. Colds, allergies, anything like that, put a little bit of the peppermint, and I'm talking about a drop under your nostrils and smell it. Or if you've got something going on in your throat, put a drop on by the throat center. It is amazing what these wonderful things can do. Now, lemon is another one that they've done. I'm sure they're doing research on more, but, you know, it hasn't come out much to the public. We haven't been using these, and in fact, what I read recently, and I'm hoping that it has increased, that only about 2% of essential oils are used for therapeutic purposes. The rest all goes into perfumes and skin, you know, some skincare things. And of course, it's not generally the therapeutic grade. But the fact is, more and more people, as they wake up to the importance and the value of this non-toxic way and pleasant way of healing. Put one or two drops of an oil in your bath, and it is so relaxing and you get it soothing. And really, it's balancing to your body and mind. There's some research here on lemon. And this was published in a magazine called Psychoneuroendocrinology. Robust evidence that lemon oil aromatherapy can lift a person's mood alleviate depression. And people who inhale this citrus fragrance were able to cut back on their dose of antidepressants.
Wow.
Also, lemon can be used as an insecticide. You put a list a little bit on yourself and you will keep the bugs away. And they may, and I'm saying may, so apparently they have some research, but not enough that they want to tell us about, normalize hormone levels. And, you know, our hormones can play havoc with us, and especially now because the food has so many hormones, you know, in them. They're now injecting the animals with hormones. So milk, unless you're drinking organic milk and eating organic cheese, you're getting hormones in your body that are disrupting the natural hormones of your own body. So having these oils and the lemon, which may help to neutralize that. Cinnamon is an instant pick-me-up, and it's interesting that cinnamon was so prized in ancient times. It was considered, the way we look at gold, as being such an important prize. Just a nice whiff could come in handy during an afternoon slump or an evening commute. Research discovered that drivers were more focused after they had breathed in cinnamon oil, and this comes from a Dr. Hirsch. Cinnamon scent stimulates the part of the brain that makes you alert.
I have to say that you talked about that. It's an instant pick-me-up. Very good to know. Very, very good to know. We also have another instant pick-me-up. And in your words, here's what it is, folks. Another instant pick-me-up that we recommend you take advantage of each and every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yes, folks, let's make it the number one show, and we ask you to participate along with us. Simply go to Joyce, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and Friends.com. Upper left of the homepage, you'll see my picture, and right under that it says follow. Simply click on that, and you will know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our very, very special shows. So there you have it, between these essential oils, as Beverly is describing them, to pick you up. Our show certainly can do that as well. Back to you, Beverly.
Yes, I really, when I wrote that poem, it came from my heart, and when I hear it, it just reminds me over and over how much this show means to me and to all of your listeners worldwide, especially if they choose to follow the recommendations, not only from me on Thursday, but from all of your guests, because you have a wonderful, wonderful selection of guests every day.
But we only have one guest that's every week, and that is the one, the only, Beverly Nadler.
Yes, my favorite day of the week, Joyce, Thursday. I look forward to it. I look forward to also reviewing the information that I'm going to share, because it certainly helps me and my family, because I remind them, I'll say, you know what, this, I just realized this and that, because you never learn too much. There's always more to learn. Okay, let me go back to some more things about these wonderful oils. Rosemary actually boosts brain power when you're getting ready for some mental tasks. In a 2012 study from Northumbria University in England, researchers exposed participants to varying levels of the scent. Then they measured their blood levels to see how much of the main chemical component of rosemary was in it. And they tested their cognitive performance, in other words, the use of their mind. And those with the highest levels of that particular natural chemical did the best. It's quite wonderful to know that you can, you're going in for a test, or you've got something to do that requires, you know, that your mind be sharp. Well, sniff some rosemary. I mentioned before how peppermint is wonderful for stuffy nose, for sinus, for allergies, for cold, and so is eucalyptus. They mention here in a German study, the scent of eucalyptus reduced congestion in people with sinus conditions. And the oil has antimicrobial properties, so inhaling it may help to fight off infections in your nasal passages. Let me mention this. Every single oil has many, many uses, so that I'm going to mention as many as we get to while we're on the show, which will be plenty, certainly enough for you to get started, to go to that website that Joyce gave you and start
HealthyAndOrganic.net. HealthyAndOrganic.net.
And you can start reading on that site, because it'll also tell you what these oils do. I just want to mention that there are several hundred oils there. But keep in mind, if you're looking up certain conditions or you're reading about certain oils, you'll find them mentioned in many different places. There is no such thing as an oil that only does one thing. The chemical components, again, natural chemicals that the plant itself has within it are helpful for many things. Nature has provided us with healing tools, and unfortunately, in a sense, we've forgotten them, and now we're getting back to it, and I'm so grateful for that. So again, as I mentioned, the eucalyptus is very important for that. Lavender is considered to be a universal oil, and because it does have so many different uses, and people love it for its scent, and it's used a lot in personal care products. But you've got it's uplifting and soothing when you have stress. It helps with anxiety and depression. It's wonderful for insomniacs. Just rub a little bit on your forehead or sniff some of it, and it will help you to sleep better. It's good for the respiratory also, because it has anti-inflammatory effects, and it's antiseptic. It's wonderful in the vaporizer, by the way. And you can also use it directly on your skin. And if you may have noticed, some personal care products contain lavender. It's actually helpful for digestion. It's helpful for circulation. It's helpful for the muscles. It is a wonderful oil, and it is one of the most popular because it has so many different uses. But keep in mind that just about all of them are actually antibacterial, antimicrobial, and antifungal, meaning fungus. They help to prevent this. They raise the immune system. When I say they strengthen the immune system. So this is something that you want to have in your, quotes, non-medical medicine chest. Three oils used together in a 2013 study found that they were extremely healthy for their soothing effects, and that included lavender, but it was also chamomile and something called neroli, which is actually taken from the orange plant, neroli oil. And they found in their particular studies, and many more studies are needed, really, truly, because there's so many oils that people are not at all familiar with, and they are extraordinary. There's another reason for using oils, if I haven't given you enough, and that is the frequency, the vibrations of these oils are very high. And, you know, my favorite subject is, or my favorite, what shall I say, mantra is you need to be in vibrational harmony for the things that you want. We need to raise our vibrations. Depression, anxiety, frustration, fear, worry, illness, pain, all of these things lower our ability to have high frequency vibrations. We are sending our energy field out into the universe every moment of every day and night while we're sleeping. So it's important to do that. And these oils, because of their high frequencies, will help to raise your frequency.
Well, another thing that would raise your frequency, no doubt, is checking out the website Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. There is such a wealth of information on that site and her other site as well, which she will share about with you now. You'll definitely get your vibrations raised because you will learn so much. And trust me, that website is good for your health. Beverly, why don't you share about both your sites?
My website, main website is BeverlyNadler.com, and there's a lot there about vibrational harmony. There's also a page devoted to my book, which teaches about vibrational harmony and the power of the mind. And there's also my poetry is on there, and my coaching and what I do in seminars and such. But it's basically it's an educational site, and there's also a resource section on there. And it will lead you to my other site, which is a lot on various health products and also health information. And that site is breakthroughhealth.net. I also have a site where you can actually download two ebooks, one on stress and the other on laws of the body, and loaded with information. They're actually books, and that site is vibrationalharmony.biz, B-I-Z, all about the business of health. So I invite you to check them out. You'll find them informative and interesting, and you may choose to follow some of the things and recommendations, I hope that you do, that are on the site.
I have to say this, Beverly. I knew about vibrationalharmony.biz, BeverlyNadler.com. I don't think I've ever heard of breakthroughhealth.net. It doesn't ring a bell. It's something I checked out. So I have to be sure to do that ASAP.
Yeah, there's a link to it on my main site, and I guess I just somehow didn't mention it because there isn't any link.
Never
on
heard
my
of
main...
it before. I'm stunned that there's another Beverly Nadler website. I'm stunned.
Well, there it is. It exists, and it does have a lot of very valuable information. I want to thank you for referring people to check me out and especially check out my book. Because there's books on there, but the main book that is actually in book form, the other one is an e-book that you can also purchase, Loving the Game of Life. But Vibrational Harmony is a great book to get started with and understand that everything is energy. What we're talking about now, it's all energy. What we were talking about the last four shows before this, all about energy, the energy of healing. So you get a better sense of the fact that everything is energy, and you want to be using those things that give your energy field a frequency. Frequency means rate of vibration that is in harmony with what I'm going to say, the good and positive things in life.
Absolutely. And folks, I've been a success coach for decades, and people oftentimes say, wow, I really have to look into this. I will check out Beverly's site someday. I will get those essential oils someday. I will check out the organic site someday. For those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you all. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So there you go. Check out your calendar. If you can find someday in it, please send it to me so we can get it into Ripley's Believe It or Not, because, folks, someday does not exist. What exists is the real deal, the health guru, the one and only Beverly Nadler. That is real.
I love that poem, and I'll tell you how true it is. Immediately, when I started to go back to looking at essential oils, I said, I can't believe that I stopped using them. And I started reading books that I have. I have several books in the house, and one of them is almost 400 pages. That's how much information exists on this. And I want to tell you more about them, about their past. Moses used oils to protect the Israelites from the plagues that killed the ancient Egyptians. A notorious group of thieves. They were actually spice traders and perfumers, but they became thieves during the 15th century when there was that horrible plague and so many people, millions of people died. These spice traders and perfumers who knew the value of oils rubbed certain oils on their bodies, and they were able to rob the dead bodies without coming down with any disease themselves because of the wonderful, wonderful protective healing influence of these oils. Now, these are far more popular in Europe than they are in the United States. In fact, aromatherapy is taught at the university level to practitioners, and they receive certificates to practice aromatherapy. There are aromatherapists in the United States, and I do want to say this for safety's sake. If you have a condition, you may want to consult with an aromatherapist before you just use things on your own. If you're using a drop or so occasionally of oils, you don't need to do that. But if you've got some serious condition, I would highly recommend that you see an aromatherapist. I have looked up what certain oils will do for certain conditions, and I want to say that in no way, shape, or form can you quote me as saying this will heal that, because we are not allowed to use that word healing for anything unless it is a chemical drug. And whether that's fair or not, well, I think it's utterly ridiculous, because all of these drugs have side effects, and they don't necessarily do what they should do, because some people, they don't work benefit at all. But when you're talking about natural substances, the oils, and also foods and herbs and other wonderful things that we talked about in the last four shows, they don't have negative side effects unless you use them incorrectly. But I looked up some of the things that are helpful for someone who has cancer, and I want to mention those herbs, essential oils right now. Hyssop, frankincense, I cannot pronounce this, helichrysum, maybe I did pronounce it okay, it's weird, eucalyptus, spruce, fir, ylang-ylang, which is a Y-L-A-N-G twice, cedarwood, black cumin. That doesn't mean there aren't others that may be helpful, but those were specifically mentioned as being helpful. There's also specific oils that are very helpful for high blood pressure, and helichrysum is one of them. The lang lang also, marjoram, M-A-R-J-O-R-A-M, cypress, and probably others that are helpful. But these are some that I came across that I felt I could share with you. I do want to mention more about this particular oil, helichrysum, because it is not well known. It is one of the most expensive oils for good reason, because of the difficulty in distilling it. But let me tell you some of the things that the research in Europe shows. That it regenerates tissues and nerves, improves circulation, it prevents phlebitis, it helps regulate cholesterol, it stimulates the liver cell function, it can even clean up plaque and debris from your veins and arteries, it is an antispasmodic, it reduces scarring and discoloration, it can stimulate nerve endings and improve conditions such as hearing loss. It may also help to release feelings of anger, and it promotes forgiveness. Would you ever think an oil could do that? Amazing. And this is not the only oil that has amazing things connected with it, but I wanted to mention that because it's not one that is well known, but it has marvelous, marvelous abilities.
Wow, I mean, I love them. I use them. I literally have probably 50, 60 essential oils here, but I never heard about it in that context. So I have to really look into this much further. That is really, really extraordinary information. And folks, if you feel as I do, when are you going to check it out? When are you going to apply it to your life? When are you going to look up Beverly's website? When are you going to go to that company and get some for yourself? I say to you, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
I certainly agree with you, Joyce. If not now, when? Another one of your apt and exceptionally very, very well-written poems. Love it. And it is so true. I want to talk about frankincense.
Wait. Hold that thought, because I just want to go to the board for a moment. 916-838 from California. Do you want to share your name and why you're calling us?
Hi, Joyce. My name is Wendy from Sacramento. And
I can't hear you, dear. Can you project a little more?
Yes. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi.
Did you want to share something or ask a question?
Not at the moment. I just tuned in to see what the topic was for today.
Oh, I'm glad you did. I know you've called us before, Wendy, from California, correct?
Yes.
And are you a follower of the show?
Yes, I am.
Good to know. And welcome back. Always delighted to hear that angelic voice. Enjoy the rest of the show. I know you didn't ask to be on the studio lines, but I just wanted to see who I can give a personal welcome to. So thank you for tuning in. Want to see you in the studio more often. How's that?
Beautiful. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you, Wendy. Okay, Beverly, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Wendy, for calling in and letting us know that you're listening to our show. I want to mention frankincense. It's mentioned 52 times in the Bible. 32 times referred to as an incense. The Greek-Hebrew translation of incense actually means frankincense. And it's been recognized since ancient times as the holy anointing oil. It obtained this legendary title because the ancient priests and physicians found they could rub it on sick people and they would almost immediately get well. They also found that when they were inhaling it, the fragrance from the atmosphere through evaporation or through the burning of the incense increased their spiritual awareness and made them feel more spiritually in tune. And modern science now shows us that frankincense has the ability to increase the oxygen around the pineal and pituitary gland, thereby stimulating the pineal gland through which we communicate spiritually.
Oh, my goodness, Beverly, you are such a wealth of information. As I said earlier, I really do have a lot of these oils and had no idea except that they smell really good to me. The fragrances, I love them. They make me feel better, less stressed. But all these other perks are just awesome, extraordinary, and very good to know. So, you know, as you can see, time-wise, we're going to be winding down. So what do you want to say as we do that?
Well, I want to mention another oil and then about the effect of the oils on emotions. Hyssop is another oil. It was used by Moses because of its anti-inflammatory and antiviral properties, also mentioned in the Bible. Myrtle is mentioned in the Bible as Melissa is mentioned. I don't mean person, I mean oil in the Bible. But a lot of us, when I say us, human beings, are beset with emotional distress, and that's why there's so much prescriptions for anxiety drugs and depression drugs and people committing suicide and all these horrible things, all because of emotional problems. And the ability to deal with it through regular chemistry is not really working well. It's not. And people are taking more and more drugs in the hope and having more and more problems. And let me tell you some of the reason why. I mentioned that they cross the blood-brain barrier. The constituents in these oils actually activate the amygdala, and they sedate this, they relax the sympathetic and parasympathetic symptom. What does that mean to us? It means that they affect the parts of the brain that become aroused, that become disturbed, and by the so many things that, you know, go on in life that are distressing. And these oils can help you. I want to give you just some of the things that can help. If you've been abused, anger, they'll help. They'll help anxiety, boredom, depression, despair, confusion, disappointment. Actually can use oils for this purpose. They will help with forgetfulness, with frustration, with grief. Wonderful. Wonderful to use oils for grief. Lavender will help with that. Clary Sage will help with that. And others, guilt, jealousy, mood swings, resentment, panic. People who have panic attacks can sniff some of the oils and literally stop it. Restlessness, there are oils that will help you to have more calming. This is so important to understand that these are not just, you know, it's a nice extra thing. I'm looking at it now as one of the most important things that you can do for yourself, and self-healing is that important. They're also good in massage oils. You can bring your own oils if you have massages and ask your massage therapist to use one or two drops of your oil in whatever oil they're using, because you know how powerful and effective your oils are. And of course, as Joyce, Ben, as we both mentioned, diffusing them, you actually clear out some of the toxins that are in the air. And of course, putting just a drop or two on your skin. That's called neat, by the way. That's what they call it. If you ever see that application, use the neat. What does that mean? It means put a drop or two on your own skin. So there are many ways of using them, and sniffing them, of course, is just putting a little bit under your nose.
Use them, before you can sniff them, you have to purchase them. The website is healingnaturally.me. When are you going to go into action? You're taking this in. I know from decades of being a success coach where people say, wow, that's amazing. You're writing all the notes, same as I am, but if you don't buy them, you can't use them. So my question to you is, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day
for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
And folks, I just want to share that Beverly is a reprogramming coach, and you can learn more about that on her website, beverlynadler.com. I'm a success coach, very different. I work with you on getting out of your comfort zone, furthering your goals. My official website is Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com, a website where you'll see countless testimonials from all over the country, people that I've worked with personally or professionally, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. And as we wind down, I just want to share a few popular endorsements before Beverly wraps up the show.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And just send that email. In the subject line, put essential oils. I'll know the show you heard that prompted you to write to me, so I love to know that. And then in the text, name, phone number, best time to reach you. And I'm happy to give you a free consultation, talk about the essential oils, having a home-based business. I will be there for you if you will be there for you. Beverly, I'm sure you have a message, a final message, and also a poem you'd like to share with us as we close out here.
My final message is the poem. I've already said everything that I want to say about oils. They are wonderful. Use them. Go to the site that Joyce recommended and read about them, because there's a lot of information there, and that you may want to get some books, but begin. As the poem that she shared earlier said, if not now, when? Begin. So here's the poem. There is a wondrous power hidden deep within every flower, and in plants, shrubs, seeds, and trees. It's the oldest defense against disease. It's the plant's essential oil, aromatherapy by name. Use these oils and you will never be the same, because they have an incredible ability to heal, and they even change the way you feel. Ancient Egyptians used them for rituals and meditation. They're mentioned in the Bible for purification. Before there was antibiotics and injections, essential oils prevented plagues and infections. Do you want more peace or more energy? Try lavender for the first, and you will see how quickly tension melts away, while peppermint can keep you energized all day. There are amazing oils that reach your brain. their intoxicating aromas release fear, depression, and pain. Begin to use essential oils, and you will soon find how beautifully they can heal your body, spirit, and mind.
Beverly, I'm speechless. I really am. It is so good. It's so over the top. It's so extraordinary, as is every single poem you've read. I just want a book of your poems right here. I want to give them as gifts. Folks, if any, you know anyone that would be good at working with Beverly to have this get out in the world, contact CoachJoyce@AOL.com. I'll be sure to pass that on along to her. Thank you again for another fabulous show, and here is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard, and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.